In the Yellow Pages. To be sure, phone books and Yellow Pages are not in use as much today as they were in former times. But I encourage you, if you have a phone book nearby, to look under the title Churches in the Yellow Pages. You will discover that there is page after page of churches listed. There are many churches. Actually, if you notice as you are driving down the street, you will see that there are churches everywhere. Almost, you could say, a church on every corner. Why is that? The answers are several, but the main reason is that we are living in the current dispensation of the church. The time frame between the first and second comings of the Lord Jesus Christ. The time frame where the gospel is preached that Jesus died for our sins, was buried, and rose from the dead on the third day. The church, prophesied by him in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, and inaugurated and birthed by the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Upon a careful reading of the Gospels, you will notice that Jesus did not have much to say about the church. He simply announced, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." And then there is only one other mention of the word church, and that in relation to discipline. Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 17. He did, however, institute and ordain two ordinances for the church to keep, baptism and the Lord's Supper. Other than these references, Jesus said no more about the church. So how is the church to know what to do, how to act, its structure, its function, its uniqueness in the plan of God, and so much more? It is in the epistles that these answers are provided. However, in Revelation chapters 2 and 3, Jesus does address the church in what is commonly called the seven churches of Revelation. These seven churches were not the only churches that existed when Revelation was written. There was the church in Jerusalem, the church at Corinth, the church of the Thessalonians, and others. Although Jesus Christ did not specifically mention these other churches, they are nonetheless represented in these two chapters. Jesus, as the church's head and founder, sustainer, and judge, has much to say. He tells us what he commends and condemns, his warnings and his encouragements, his promises and his provisions. In Scripture, seven is the number of completeness. God, infinite in wisdom, sums up in the seven churches that which encompasses all others. It matters not what denominational title is attached to a local church, the size of the building, how large the budget, or how many people attend. All local churches, pastors, and members throughout the world are represented by the seven churches. I encourage you to look in the Yellow Pages, but even more so, to look into the book, God's Word, to see what he expects of those of us who are members of the church. This is Velma Jean Sanders. This article was first published in the Omaha Star, June 25th, 2021. You can contact me at vsanders875@centurylink.net.